is Canvas by Amy Norton. Amy is a sex blogger, erotica writer, adult product reviewer, and filth beast extraordinaire. She describes herself as queer, polyamorous, a kinky switch, and a swinger. She lives in the UK with her primary partner, and coffee is her love language. She was his canvas. Anna lay nude, face down on the massage bed. The whir and buzz of the machinery had long ago lulled her into a meditative state. This combined with the delicious pain down one side of her back and the occasional reassuring touches from her master made Anna feel as though she were floating. She was only dimly aware, on the edge of her consciousness, that she was so wet she was surely soaking the towels beneath her. She had never wanted a tattoo before she met Cameron. Sure, she could admire the beauty and artistry when she saw them on other people, but the idea of getting one herself scared her. Not the pain so much, but the permanence. Could etching something on her skin for life ever be a good idea? Cam had changed all that. Not just a tattooist, but a true artist. He prided himself on creating beautiful, unique work for every client and giving them something they could look at and admire for years to come. "I want you to tattoo me," she told him on the eve of her 40th birthday, "for my birthday." Cam had pursed his lips, fork hovering in midair on the way to his mouth in surprise. "Are you sure?" he'd asked. She nodded emphatically. "Okay, what sort of tattoo do you want?" "Something beautiful, something us. I want it to mark me as yours." Cam had simply nodded, and they had gone on with their meal. This morning, she had come downstairs to find the massage bed laid out in the living room and Cam setting up his equipment. He'd asked her if she was sure. She told him she had never been more sure of anything. She wondered what he, her dom, her master, her love, was putting on her body. "No names," she'd said emphatically, "and nothing that I can't show off in public if we go to the beach or the pool." Beyond those stipulations, she'd given him freedom, her body, to use as his canvas. The whirring slowed and stopped. Pausing from his work, Cam stroked a hand down the middle of Anna's back, carefully avoiding his fresh handiwork. She drew in her breath. "How are you doing, my love?" he asked her. "I'm perfect," she whispered back. "There's still an hour or two of work to finish it off, but you're being such a good girl, you deserve a treat first." His hand was rubbing her arse, and he said these words. He delivered a sharp smack to each cheek, making her squeal in pleasurable pain. Then his fingers were sliding down past her arse between her legs, pushing them slightly apart. She blushed furiously. Thankfully, he could not see her face, knowing what he was going to find. "You're dripping," he said, a note of surprise in his voice as his fingers found the core of her arousal. "Why is that, slut?" "I like the pain. And you putting your permanent mark on me. And..." She trailed off as one finger slid inside her cunt. He quickly found her G-spot and pressed against it firmly, while his thumb found her erect clitoris and started to circle it. Anna gasped and lifted her hips eagerly from the table to meet his fingers. "It's okay, sweetie," he murmured, rubbing her clit a little more firmly. "Plenty of the women I tattoo get aroused during, and the men too." She moaned, this thought producing another flood of wetness in her cunt, Only I don't do this to them, of course. But I can always spot which ones are the masochists. The ones who get all gooey-eyed and floaty like you were doing just now. And I know they'll go home and wank off furiously when I'm done with them. She was humping his hand with abandon now. A second finger joined the first in her vagina, while his thumb continued its assault of her now very swollen clit. "Sir, I'm close," she moaned. Cam grinned, wondering for just a second whether he should stop and do the rest of the tattoo, while she tried not to squirm with unfulfilled arousal. But she was such a good girl, and this was a special occasion. "Come on then, girl," he commanded, redoubling his efforts. Then he leaned forward and murmured into her ear, "Come for me, my love." Anna's whole body jerked as she came, gushing over Cam's hand and soaking through the towels beneath her. The sound she made was half mule, half growl. Then her master was withdrawing his fingers from her, stroking her hair, telling her she was a good girl. Her cunt spasmed, sending aftershocks through her body. She could not remember the last time she had come so explosively and so quickly. "Thank you, sir," she murmured. She heard the buzz as Cam started up his tattoo machine again. "Lie still now, sweetheart, and let me finish decorating you." If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow Amy Norton on Twitter at Coffee and Kink, or check out her blog at coffeeandkink.me. Want more? Head to masturbationmonday.kaylalords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle.